That's it. That's what I was trying to think of. I was thinking barnyard or something. Yeah, woods coal. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I never knew what that meant. I never knew. And why did they say that, I wonder?
Yeah, they just, I guess, avoid saying bastard.
Yes, I remember hearing that.
Your sister's, her brother's son would be your
nephew.
And if someone were made responsible in the case that children were orphaned, you'd say, well, my husband is there. What's that general expression, kind of legal expression for becoming responsible for them? My husband.
The guardian.
And somebody who's left without parents has become an
orphan.
Okay. Now, your relationships with, well, I guess that might be one word you could use, but the people to whom you're related, you are related, you'd call your
kin folks.
Okay. Now, the two familiar women in the Bible around Jesus,
Mary and Martha.
And you remember that old song, I was seeing
Nellie home.
Okay. And the president's brother, President Carter's brother.
Billy.
And first gospel.
Matthew.
And let's see here if I can come up with this one. I don't know whether I can come up with the word I want or not. I'll come back to it because I'm not really sure I can get it. I'm thinking of a word here. You were speaking of a place where chickens are kept.
Chicken coop.
Okay, now somebody that has coop as a part of the name. You,
Cooper.
Speak of a couple as Mr. and by that name. You speak of
Mr. and Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Now, if you're fond of somebody's, well, let's see how I can work this out. My mother's sister would be my
aunt.
Okay. And if you had met my mother's sister and you liked her very much and you were speaking to me, you might say, well,
I sure like your aunt.
Okay. A ranking person in the army, the highest ranking person in the army would be called a what?
General, I guess.
Okay. When you were growing up, maybe even now, you grew up in the Methodist Church, which is although it originated in England, it's a thoroughly American church, mm-hmm. All right. You had circuit riders and so on. Mm-hmm. They were not part-time preachers, but occasionally there would be a part-time preacher around. Were there any special terms for part-time preachers?
It would be the visiting preacher.
Uh-huh.
Or the evangelist.
Yeah, but evangelists would be people that might have really virtually full-time jobs of evangelizing.
That's right.
A fellow who had another job but took on preaching on occasion. Uh-huh. Is there any word for that?
Not that I'm familiar with.
Well, I don't think I had one myself. Mm. It's sometimes called a jackleg.
Oh, no, I never heard that.
Preacher.
Heard that in a carpenter, haven't we? Don't they use a jackleg carpenter or somebody that does, I guess it would be the same meaning, part-time. Mm-hmm. He jacklegged something.
Use it as a verb even, huh?
Seemed like I've heard that.
Yeah.